Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and Greg's in the house. Yep. Seems like he's always in the house. That's he might be living here. You're not living here, are
don't
you?
Don't think so.
No. Greg's in the house because besides being a crappie guide, he also does installs. And right now, installs, that's what you're seeing. It's on the internet. Everyone's got a YouTube channel or on Facebook or something, TikTok, and they're showing how to make sparks.
Yeah.
Sparks inside their thing with their screwdrivers. Jeez. So we thought we should have Greg in here and actually talk about how to do some installs. If you're getting a new boat or if you're getting your old boat, redone.
Just updating it.
Yeah, updating it, which a lot of people are now just from the cost of boats themselves, or they have a boat they like. Why put it in? But they got the new Garmin came out, the Ultra Map. And so,
I'm waiting on those to can order the new Ultra 2s.
Yep. So tell us what is the number one thing that you do when it comes to installs? What do you think the most is it trolling motors or batteries or what is
I
it?
I do more of putting the transducer on the trolling motors than I do on the poles. I mean, there's a handful of people out there that the pole mount is for them,
right?
It's not for me. I can't run a trolling motor with one foot, and if I have a electric turret or whatever it is they call it, and try to run that with the other foot and cast and chew gum, and that my coordination's not there.
Hard enough catching the darn things without having to stand on your head and pat your tummy. But
I mean, the most on the pole that I get, the most questions I get on an install of whether I need a pole or whether I want it on my tow motor is everybody is so concerned about spot lock. And if you spot lock on a brush pile,
right,
and yes, you're gonna see it when you first spot lock,
right,
and yes, you're gonna lose it from time to time, but you know what that brush pile is. The brush pile has never left,
right.
So
whenever it kind of readjusts itself,
that thing's gonna come back, and you're still gonna see your brush pile.
Right.
One, you can tell whether or not the fish are still there or not. And, you know, you can tell enough of what's going on. But my theory of the spot lock is when spot lock was designed, and it's a great feature to have. I wouldn't want to do without it.
Right.
But I don't use spot lock for fishing. Now, bass guys, when they started with the spot lock, it became very popular for the bass guys because I have actually seen bass guys be fishing a rock pile 60, 80 feet from the boat. They spot lock and walk to the back of the boat and cast that crankbait or that swim jig or whatever and stand there and catch fish all day long. It is holding them in a 3 to 5 feet area for them to be able to get to their fish.
Right.
If you spot lock on a brush pile of crappie, and in most cases you're spot locking on somebody on a spot of fish that is 15 foot or less, you know, 15 to 12 foot of water.
Right.
You're going to eventually run all them fish out of there with prop wars. Because that troll motor is sitting there doing this all the time, as you know. So I don't think, you know, if you had it on a pole, yes, you could back off of it, I guess, a little bit and then keep your pole on there and watch it. But still, your boat's moving, so you're still going to have to constantly move your pole a little bit.
Yeah, and some of the poles are electronic, so
exactly.
Have you done any installs of the electronic ones?
I've done a couple, and that's it. And I won't lie about it. The two electronic ones I put on, within 3 months, I was taking them off and putting it back on a tow motor.
Yeah.
The people didn't like it for crappie fishing. Now, some of the crappie guys and the bass guys, they're using the one on the tow motor to hunt with,
right,
to look. And then they'll use the one on the pole sometimes, you know, once they get it up to a certain point. Or if there's two anglers, you know, fishing. Now, but now a lot of the crappie guys is gone, even on the tournament. The second guy's standing behind the other one with a net.
Uh-huh.
And ready instead of both of them fishing. In the beginning, they'd have both, so one could fish with this one and one could fish with this one. Dan Delamere, I think,
he had two.
Does that with his. Uh-huh. His wife watches one live scope.
Right.
And he watches the other one. It'd be my luck if my wife was seeing one over here, she's hollering at me to get her over there a little closer. Heck with yours, you know. So I don't know how that works.
Beatdown has one of those poles. And there's some Beatdown's other companies.
Yeah, Beatdown's got them.
Cornfield Crappie probably has one.
Cornfield Crappie's got a mechanical one and
electronic.
A hand one, electronic. Sealight. Sealight has one. Shut Up and Fish has one. But theirs are both hands.
Talking about the connection like that, have you put some crappie breaks? And actually, they're now calling
them bass. I have not.
And they're actually calling them bass breaks now, too.
Yeah, some of the bass guys.
A little late to the party, but I guess you can name them.
Exactly.
Even though I wrote an article.
I have not actually installed any. I had a couple of people call me and was asking me what their thoughts was of putting it on, whether to put it on their cranking battery or buy a separate battery.
Right.
Of course, if you put it on your cranking battery, I think as long as you got a lithium, you're okay to be able to have it on there with all your other stuff. But then one guy has a separate lithium battery for his electronics.
Right.
So he installed his brakes to that.
Right.
Because you're not on it a lot. I mean, you're just on it enough to stop the boat.
That's right.
And hold you, and then you're back off of it. A lot of people are just thinking, well, if I turn them on, I'm going to run my battery down. But, and you can also get, like in my situation on my boat, I've went to 36-volt batteries. And I have two of them parallel together. So if I wanted to run my copy brakes off of there, I can get an inverter.
Right.
And put on the 36-volt, step it down to 12-volt to the power brakes.
So like a lot of guys, we'll just jump into batteries. Because batteries, you probably do a lot of changing of batteries and lithium batteries and probably answer questions.
Seeing more and more people get into the lithiums. I personally think they're well worth their money. I've been running lithiums now for about 6 years.
Yeah.
5-6 years. And I just upgraded. I was running
12 volts.
I was running 312 volts for the trolling motor. And then I was running 100 amp hour for my electronics and my cranking battery.
Right.
I was able to upgrade just a couple, 3 months ago, and I am now running two 36-volt parallel together, 60-amp hours. So I got 120-amp hours of service.
Right.
And then I got 135-amp hour cranking battery for all my electronics. And if I did go to crappie brakes, I just put my crappie brakes on my cranking battery.
Right. 36, very popular now. You have Miller Tech. That's batteries that you're running.
And then also what is good about Miller Tech's deal, they have come up with a charger now.
Yeah.
Where 6 months ago, if I'd have done this, I'd have had to have a 36-volt charger.
Right.
And a 12-volt charger.
Uh-huh.
So now they have a charger that one bank goes to 36-volt.
Yeah.
And one bank goes to the 12-volt. Same way with the 24-volt system. They got a charger that'll do both. So that was really nice. It took a lot of, you know, it didn't take, took one battery out of my boat.
Right.
But the charger is, this one is smaller than what I had for the four bank. So.
What did that retail? What's the retail on that bank charger?
The, I think the if you get what I've got, the Charger.
All together. Yeah, I was just thinking the Charger.
The Charger alone is three something, right at $400. Yeah. So it's not a whole lot
higher. Usually it's like every bank's $100.
Exactly.
So
yeah, this one, is, with it being a 36 volt on one side and the other, it's just under $400, if I remember right. A package deal like I have with the 60 amp hours, you're looking at right at $4,000.
Right.
For the Charger, that would get you your two 36 volt batteries,
right,
your 135 amp cranking battery, and that also gets you a set of parallel leads,
right,
to parallel your other one and your Charger for that.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Or if you want to go to a 50 amp hour and 100 amp hour cranking, you can get that system for $3,020.
Wow.
And then you can put, I can get, send you a link,
right,
and you can get 10% off of that.
So does the lithium batteries you have, does that have the Bluetooth?
Yes, these Bluetooth to your phone.
Right.
And also these have a 10-year full replacement warranty.
Yeah.
And which is really nice.
That's right.
Really nice.
10 years, long time.
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about installs. When you go and do an install, are you doing it at their house or are you doing it?
I am doing it in my house now. I was doing it kind of mobile.
Right.
And I was able to build onto my shop last fall. And so I'm doing them at my house.
So inside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's nice.
Yep.
Nice for you.
To me.
Nice for the boat owner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most of the boats that you have coming in, are they old boats or are they new boats?
It varies, but I don't get a lot of new ones. No. Very rarely do I get a brand new one. Because the brand new ones, they get the dealers to – the dealers got in their pricing to rig it how they want it.
But it just – it seems like up front, once you get that mount and you start building on from there, that's when you start getting multiple units.
Yeah.
We talked about multiple units on boats earlier today.
The most frustrating thing on me is, especially if somebody bought a base model boat, say you went to Bass Track or Nitro, and it comes with two grafts already on it and blah, 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 and you get this package deal, but yet you want to change things. The most frustrating thing to me is they've flush mounted them.
Uh-huh.
So now they want to get rid of a flush mount and add two grafts up front. So we either leave that in there and keep the hole, or we got to call and get a, because you got a brand new boat, you want the nitro plate says on there, so then you got to get a new plate and order it in and have that put in.
Typically most guys are putting two units up front,
a lot of them are just doing the one in the back, but they may leave their flush mount on the back and put a side mount, with whether it be Lowrance, Garmin or whatever, but most everybody's going with two up front.
Is there any other trends that are happening with your thing? I do know that you powered mine from the battery up to the console.
Yes.
So that was something you did. You do that with other boats then when you start?
Yes, I do that. Not run anybody's through the power of the boat. The only thing I might would add to the wiring that's already there is, like say, you're putting, two up front.
Right.
And one unit is just going to be basically you need power because all you're doing is using mapping because a lot of times that's all they do. So I might power that one up through your wiring in your boat.
Right.
But otherwise, I bring 8-gauge wire to at least the inside of the front compartment there.
Right.
And then I go from there to the units.
Right. That's what you did in my boat.
Yes. I usually go with to the battery, to a breaker, and then I get the breakers that can be turned on and off.
Right.
And then to the unit or a bus bar, and then into the unit.
Yeah.
That way you'll have your live scope and at least one unit on that 8-gauge wire.
So if someone has issues with their electronics, it all comes down to what? Wiring?
A lot of times it's the wiring. If it's not the wiring, even a connector, it's the battery. It's the battery. There's so many times people think they've got the biggest and the baddest battery, and you open it up, and they got a group 27, you know, for a cranking battery. Some of them even group 24.
Wow.
And, I mean, get the biggest thing there is, group 31.
Right.
AGM, and it will carry you. But you're only looking, depending on how many hours you fish in a year.
Right.
But a couple of years, then you're going to be replacing that battery because it will not hit. There's a ton of people out there now that are going to lithiums for the electronics.
Right.
One, they're light. They're easy to install. Two, they get a little bit better picture because the consistency of the power stays more consistent. Like on, for an example, my units, I can turn them on and run them all day long and never see it go below 13 volts. Where if you put it on a 12-volt AGM or a wet cell, I turn it on in the morning, I got 12.4, and by the end of the day, I'm down to 11.
Right.
Sometimes the 9 to 10s, depends on, you know, the quality of battery.
Right.
So they're doing a lot of that. Some of them are going to drill batteries.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about those drill batteries.
I put a lot of those on for a while, but the problem with that is these, like for an example, Milwaukee, they were selling when I first started doing the Milwaukees, you could buy those for $150 a piece.
Right.
So you got $50 for two adapters, and then you got, you know, $300 in batteries. Well, now those batteries are $250 to $275.
Wow.
And then you got the adapters and stuff. So now there is a couple of companies. C-Lite is one of them. They are having those batteries built by somebody.
Right.
And they're not actual Milwaukee brand, but they'll go into the Milwaukee holder. Uh-huh. And I think they are selling them for like $150, $175. But I don't know how well they're holding up. I do know Milwaukee has a 5-year warranty.
Right.
5 or 6 year warranty on their battery. So, so therefore, if it's going to spend $500 for two batteries, might as well buy a 100 amp hour lithium battery. And we're getting a lot of those doing that.
All right. Well, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. Of course, it's walleye fishing time. It always walleye fishing time. And any way you want to catch them on hard or soft baits, you can find it there at Pico Lures. Of course, they catch everything else in there. So check them out at picolures.com. Greg, if they want to do an install, they got questions on installs. If they got questions about batteries.
Sure.
Your availability to install, where would they go?
Just you can do Facebook, private message me, or you can call me or text me at 479-601-1683.
There you go. There you have it. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp. Lures in the water.